I'm Health Coach Heather, and you are listening to episode 218, How to Deal with Negative People. You are listening to the Nourished Connections podcast, hosted by Health Coach Heather, master health coach and wellness educator specializing in family health. This show is about raising a strong, healthy, resilient family with confidence and courage in a confused world. So hang out with me each week to learn practical coaching tips, parenting advice, nutrition and exercise suggestions, and stress reducers to apply to your mental and physical well-being. All right, we are back on the Nourished Connections podcast. How exciting. Another weekend, and it is Easter weekend, so this is even more special to be doing a podcast on Easter weekend for you guys. And what better topic to cover than how to deal with negative people? We want to feel good around Easter and holidays and all the things, and sometimes negative people show up in our lives. And they like to share that energy with us, don't they? So this podcast episode is really about how you are to respond and deal with these types of energies in your life. But first, I want to let you know that we do have a spring challenge coming up. It is a spring clean fridge makeover challenge. You're going to organize your fridge top to bottom, inside out, with me. I'm going to guide you along the process over on my Facebook page, Nourished Connections. You can find us over there. And we are really going to be on April 12th through the 14th going deep into organization of our fridge. It's going to look beautiful. You're going to utilize everything in your fridge. Nothing is going to go to waste anymore. Those condiments are going to get used up, and you're just going to feel so good about your fridge when you open it. It's going to be amazing. So you can go to healthcoachheather.com. But actually, you're not going to find the link to it there just yet until I get that on the main page. I will leave a link in the show notes of this podcast episode to do the spring clean challenge. All right. So I want you to be able to do that. Join me April 12th through the 14th. I will show you how I did it with my own fridge. It's working out beautifully. I want to help you to be able to do it with yours. So your family, it's little pieces like this that come together that connect your family as well. Everyone can find something to eat. The house just feels better in some ways. That is connecting. And I am all about connection, as you know. All right. So on with the show. We're going to talk about negative people today. And here's what we're going to discuss. We're going to just focus on negativity and how it could be affecting relationships. Who are these people who show up? The importance of understanding and managing negativity, even for personal well-being. We're going to talk about that and healthy relationships. So we want to talk about dealing with the negative behaviors and the signs of negativity, the constant complaining, the criticism, pessimism, etc. We're going to understand that impact of negativity on the relationship and mental health. We'll talk about setting some boundaries, establishing clear boundaries to protect our own well-being, and maybe some strategies for communicating the boundaries assertively, but compassionately. We will also learn how to practice empathy and compassion and maybe understand some of the underlying reasons for someone's negativity. We're also going to learn how to overcome our own personal negativity. You might be a negative person. Maybe you're aware of it, and maybe you're not aware of it. So we need to talk about that. We'll give you some ideas for changing your negative thoughts and practicing more gratitude and positivity so that you aren't one of those people that just is a drag on others because of your energy. All right. This is important that we are all in high vibration as much as we possibly can be. And we keep ourselves there. We'll have the ultimate experience in life of having more joy and peace as we do. I think it would be important for us to go over reasons why it feels good to gossip or to be negative. So let's think about any time that you were negative or you were gossiping. what is going on for you? Why is that? Why does that feel good to you? Engaging in gossip and negative behavior can sometimes provide temporary relief or gratification for several reasons. And I think this is the biggest one, social bonding. Because gossiping and sharing negative opinions about others, it has created in the past, it can create this sense of camaraderie or this belonging within a group. And this is why I see so many people do it, because they feel like, and it is, it does happen, that they're bonding with the person they're being negative towards or talking about this other person to someone else, and they feel like they're bonding with that person they're talking to. It may reinforce social connections by establishing common ground. There's some common ground there, or shared perspectives. And so that's one reason. I think the main reason really is the social bonding. You feel like you're bonding when you're being negative. And the reason I wanted to really touch on this subject was because I was at work the other day and I was training a woman and coaching her. And then afterwards, she stayed a little bit and was just telling me how she just has this one friend that she can't stand to be around. And once in a while they get together and this friend is just negative. All she does is talk negative about other people. She's negative and she's down all the time on her family members, everything. Just negative, 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 negative. And I'm thinking of people in my life who are like this. And I believe they feed on that negativity because it gives them some kind of dopamine hit in the brain to do it. And I believe underneath of it, they feel like there's some social bonding and some camaraderie being exchanged within that negativity. Even if the other person who's on the other end of it receiving this negative energy from you, because you're talking about someone else or complaining about the world or the weather or your life or whatever, the truth is they might act like they're interested or that, oh my gosh, that's terrible. And that might create some bonding because you'll feel validated. But when they come to me and they say, I can't stand being around this person, and this person doesn't know that they're possibly like that, then we have an issue, don't we? But another reason people do it is to feel superior. So criticizing or gossiping about others, it gives individuals a sense of superiority or validation. By highlighting the flaws or mistakes of others, people, they're going to feel temporarily better about themselves and what's going on in their own life, because their life might be a hot mess too, but they're going to feel better about it. And then of course, I'm thinking that people need a place to vent their frustration. So expressing negative emotions, such as anger or frustration through gossip or negative talk, can provide a release valve for pent up tension or stress. It may temporarily alleviate feelings of resentment or dissatisfaction by putting them onto other people. So that's interesting, where we want to vent our frustrations. Distraction from personal issues. Okay, this is another reason. When people gossip or they have negative talk about everything, that serves as a distraction from your own problems. So you focus on the shortcomings or misfortunes of others, and that's going to temporarily divert attention away from your own personal issues and insecurities. I want you to notice where you fit in these categories. Of course, they're seeking validation. So sharing negative opinions or gossiping may be a way for individuals to get validated or have that affirmation from their peers. When you receive agreement or support from others in response to your negative talk, that's just going to reinforce your own beliefs and perspectives, isn't it? And that feels good. That gives you a dopamine hit. Okay, the next one here is entertainment value. So for some people, gossiping or engaging in negative talk, that can be entertaining or amusing. And that creates bonding, right? It may provide a source of excitement or stimulation, especially in situations where there is a sense of intrigue or drama involved. I've noticed that these people who are negative, they've got a lot of drama in their life. Lots going on. And so they, of course, thrive on just negativity in so many ways. I will just say this with my people in my life, because I can think of a handful that I am around who are negative. I just really have come to just accept them for who they are and love them where they're at. I know that's really hard to do, and there is going to be a time and place when you need to set boundaries. We're going to talk about that. So let's even just get into that, okay? But why do they exhibit these negative behaviors? What are they doing, first off, okay? Well, they're having these personal experience, these personal experiences in their life. These negative attitudes, they stem from past experiences, from trauma, or a difficult life, or life circumstances. It also could be learned behavior, because some individuals, they have these negative patterns of thinking and behavior from their upbringing or their environment. There's also a lot of fear and insecurity. This is why they do it. Because negative attitudes can sometimes be a defense mechanism against perceived threats or insecurities. Pessimism. So some people have a natural inclination towards pessimism, and this is what I've figured out with these negative people in my life. They just tend to focus on negative aspects and what's going to happen, what's going to go wrong, fear and gossip and all kinds of things. Because it does give them that dopamine hit, like I said. So they'll focus on the negative aspects of situations, but also to get attention, because negative behavior can sometimes be a way for individuals to get more attention and validation from others. So they do it. We've talked about it being a coping mechanism, dealing with stress, anxiety, or emotional challenges. They possibly might do it that way as a coping mechanism. Personality traits, certain personality traits, such as cynicism or pessimism, that can contribute to negative behavior patterns forever. But that's just what it is for these people. And then they have lack of self-awareness. So some individuals may not realize the impact of their negative behavior on themselves or others due to the lack of their own self-awareness. So we want to help them be aware and address them so they could stop doing that. But if they keep getting validated by others, people see it as entertainment and they laugh when they're being negative, they're just going to keep being negative. That's what's going to happen. And you've heard of the negative Nancy, haven't you? So they're just a negative Nancy. Did you watch the SNL skits on, I don't know what the skits are called. I can't remember. But it would go womp, womp. And then she would come in and someone would be trying to say something uplifting. And she would say something really negative, just bring the whole mood down. And then it would go womp, womp. Although that was a funny SNL skit. I can't remember the name of that. But if you guys know, let me know. Okay. What else do we need to talk about? We talked about why it feels good to gossip and speak negative. But how is that harmful to you as a person? Okay. If you're engaging in gossip and negative behavior, that can be harmful to individuals in lots of ways. So damaged relationships is number one. Gossiping or speaking negatively about others, that's going to erode trust and damage relationships, both with individuals being discussed and with others who witness the behavior. That's what creates the toxic environment where feelings of insecurity come about. And then people are wary to even share personal information with you, right? Because you're going to use it. Reputation damage. So participating in gossip or negative talk, that can harm one's reputation because it's going to be perceived as untrustworthy, disrespectful, or malicious. So people who engage in such behavior may be seen as unreliable or prone to spreading rumors, leading to social ostracism or professional repercussions. It's going to produce increased stress and anxiety. When you're constantly focused on negative aspects of life or dwelling on gossip, guess what your stress levels are going to be like? Your anxiety levels, they're going to go up. Negative thoughts and emotions, they take such a toll on mental health. And that can lead you to feeling a lot of sadness, frustration, and hopelessness. not to mention the next one, decreased self-esteem. When you engage in gossip or negative behavior, that can undermine one's self-esteem and self-worth. When you're constantly criticizing others or participating in negative talk, that's going to lead individuals to internalize negative beliefs about themselves, fostering feelings of inadequacy or insecurity. What about missed opportunities for growth? When you're spending time gossiping or engaging in negative behavior, that's going to actually hurt you in so many ways, and it can distract individuals from personal growth opportunities, such as learning new skills or pursuing hobbies or building meaningful relationships based on trust and positivity. It negatively impacts others. You know this already. It has a ripple effect. It can perpetuate a culture of negativity where gossip and criticism become normalized. And that's what we're seeing now. It's leading to the widespread harm and division within communities and within the country. So overall, gossip and engaging in negative behavior can have far-reaching consequences. That's going to affect your personal well-being, your relationships, your overall quality of life. That's why I believe it's essential to recognize the harmful effects of such behavior and just change it. Learn how to be more positive. How do you do that? By changing your thoughts. Yes. You have to change the way you're thinking about each circumstance in your life. You have to do this on purpose. You have to become aware of when you are gossiping and speaking negatively, and you have to stop. And you have to say to yourself, what I'm saying right now, is it true? Is it helpful? Is it hurtful? And how can I change this? How can I turn it around? How do I want to feel instead? Do I want to feel, what's the word? What's the feeling you get when you're gossiping? It almost is an exciting feeling sometimes. But you have to ask yourself, do I want to be this kind of person who puts this kind of negativity out into the world? It might feel good to me, but it doesn't feel good to others. So if it doesn't feel good to others, and I can start to become aware that this could be hurting someone, that is going to make me feel hurt myself and upset that I'm doing that. And I'm going to want to make a change. I can be gracious with myself and forgiving of myself, but I'm going to want to make a change as soon as possible. So we can do this. We can change the pattern. We're going to have to practice self-reflection to do it. You got to take time to reflect on your thoughts, your feelings, your behaviors. Consider how your negativity impacts yourself and others. Just identify patterns or triggers that contribute to any negative thoughts or actions that you're having or doing. And then you're going to challenge those negative thoughts, okay? Just like we said, become mindful of the negative self-talk and actively challenge that pessimistic or critical thought in your head. Replace those negative beliefs with more realistic and constructive perspectives. I want you to focus on finding solutions rather than dwelling on problems. And my favorite of all is cultivating gratitude. You have to make a conscious effort every day to focus on the positive aspects of your life. Practice gratitude by regularly reflecting on things you are thankful for, no matter how small they are. This can help shift your mindset from negativity to appreciation. It's a big one. Oh, you got to surround yourself with positivity. You got to spend time with people who uplift and inspire you. You got to seek out environments that promote positivity and personal growth. You got to limit exposure to negative influences, such as gossip or toxic relationships. So maybe you're not the negative person. And so you've got to surround yourself with more positive people. But practice some empathy and compassion. Try to understand the perspectives and feelings of others. And that's what I've really tried to do, was to cultivate more empathy and meet people where they're at and just love them where they're at. Cultivate empathy by putting yourself in their shoes and consider how your words and actions may impact people. So if you're the negative one, try to see how what you're doing could impact other people. And just treat others with kindness, respect, and compassion, both parties. You're the one taking it from the negative person, or you're the one who's just realizing you're the negative person. Okay? We're going to treat others with kindness, respect, and compassion. And take responsibility for your actions. Just acknowledge the role you play in perpetuating negativity and take responsibility for changing it. You might need to apologize and just start to improve your behavior little by little. You could start developing these healthy coping strategies. Find ways that will help you with any of these difficult emotions you're having. You could practice relaxation techniques, engage in physical activity, or just pursue some hobbies and interests that bring you joy and fulfillment. Many of my friends have taken up painting, and they found out that they're excellent painters. Maybe you do that. Of course, you want to seek support if needed. If you're a negative person, come coach with me. Let's help you become more positive. If you find you have this attacking energy, like you want to attack people and bring them down and put them down and put them in their place, that's the perfect time just to do some self-reflection, some journaling, and invest in some coaching to change your thoughts about these people or the situation or whatever the thing is that you want to bring down. Change your thoughts about it. It'll change the feeling in your body. It'll change every action you take towards that person or that institution or that thing or whatever it is that really just gets under your skin. And then the result is you feel so much better. You feel lighter. You feel at ease. You can go live your life and feel fulfilled knowing you're doing your own God's work in the world and you're not bringing other people down with your negativity and your biases. People don't want to hear it. They don't need to hear it. Don't put it on social media. We have enough of that on there. If you have something negative to say, just pause before you post it. Ask yourself if you really want to post it. What kind of harm could this potentially do? Do you want to be a person who causes that? Just reflect on what you're doing when you're being negative. It repels people, but it also magnetizes more negative people. So that will become your tribe, is a tribe of just negative people who just harp on anything good, anything that has light, just want to trample on with a boot, stomp on, put it under the boot and stomp. And it's that negativity that just, it's draining. It's draining on all of us, emotionally, physically. We don't need it. We don't need your negativity. And I speak to myself here too, because there's times I'm negative and I need to bring myself out of that frequency, out of that vibration, because it's such a low vibration to live in. It really is. You don't want to be there. Okay. So you may have to set some boundaries. There might be people on social media or people in your life that you just have to set a boundary with. That might look like blocking people or just not responding to people, or, you know, maybe you go as far as to say, hey, look, I don't want to talk bad about these people or gossip, but can we talk about something else? I wouldn't do that personally. I'd probably just change the subject or try to change the subject and bring the mood lighter. You know what I mean? Bring it up by just asking people what's going well in their day, what they loved about their trip they just went on. Trying to just change the mood, changing the whole situation of what's being talked about in the moment. If you're around negative people, you can really turn it around. You could set boundaries, but you could try to make an impact by helping people just to feel more lightened instead of burdened down by their negative thoughts. Okay. But just know they're doing it as a way to bond, mostly to create some kind of bond or to get some kind of validation. And they are acting from their traumas. That always happens. So we just want to be aware of that and have compassion and grace for people, but also protect ourselves as we need to. And that's how we get through being around negative people or possibly getting over being one ourselves. All right, my friends, have a beautiful rest of your day. Don't forget to join our fridge makeover challenge. Link is in the bio, or you can DM me on Instagram. I'll give you more information about that. Have a beautiful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next week. Happy Easter. Hey there, listeners. If you are ready to create deeper connection with your family, have more meaningful conversations, and overcome any obstacles in your family life, including eating a healthier diet, exercising together as a family and practicing some good mental health habits together, you're going to want to join Harmony at Home coaching program. Go to healthcoachheather.com and you can fill out an application right there. I look forward to being your family's health and life coach in 2024.